wolves that come to me, and people gather around. They are all what they can bring. They know about it when they act. I'll learn a song to sing. The revolution starts now.
This is Steve Earle, and you're listening to The Revolution Starts Now on Air America Radio, and we're the music show on Sunday nights. And my guest this week is my buddy Amy Ray. Yeah, you don't need any headphones. You have to be actually getting paid for this to have to wear headphones. I think that's what the rule is. Now, I'm starting. Yeah, I know. It looks very cool. My dad was an air traffic controller, and he always blamed the fact that he went bald prematurely on wearing headphones every day. So I'm starting to use the same excuse. It's this gig and my day job. I have to wear them from time to time. It's good to see you.
Good to see you, Steve.
You know, the way we met, I think, you know, especially on this show on Air America, this is a music show on a politically oriented radio network. And we met and got to know each other through old-fashioned networking. I mean, I did one of your Zapatista shows, and you did one of my Death Penalty shows.
Exactly.
It was a trade-off,
which
I think is really cool. What the show's about, those of you that are tuning in for the first time, is we have people come in and bring records that they want to play. And the first thing up on your playlist is actually somebody that we both know. And I think one of the best songwriters I've ever seen in my life. We do these Landmine concerts, and Patty Griffin was on two of those Landmine tours. And no matter how we did the math, we'd draw straws. I would always end up having to follow Patty Griffin. It's a frightening experience. This is Patty Griffin on Air America Radio, Florida.
La 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 la. La 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 la. Couple of young girls went sailing down A1A to the arms of Florida, sailing down a highway. Singing their heads off, tempted by the Holy Ghost, flying in from the ocean, driving with their eyes closed. Night wants to kiss you, be on his way. Daddy don't know you. Very next day, isn't it hard sometimes? Isn't it lonely? How I still hang around here. There's nothing to hold me. Slide down.
his heavy boots on, kicking along the blacktop. Sidewalks of A1A, young girls in their bare feet, cigarettes smoking, looking every which way, wishing.
Patty Griffin on Air America Radio. My guest this week is Amy Ray. Thank you for bringing that in. I'm ashamed to admit, I think this is the first time that Patty's been played on my radio program.
Oh, yeah.
And you
no.
remember that? Yeah. No. Yeah, I know. I probably shouldn't have admitted that publicly because she'll kick my butt. I do stuff outside of what people normally expect of me. I mean, that's one reason I made a bluegrass record, and that sort of evolved into a bluegrass band. Everybody knows you for, you know, your work with the Indigo Girls, and those are great records. I got to be an honorary Indigo Girl.
I played
on
my contract.
No doubt about it. But your solo records are, you've always done stuff, you know, outside of the Indigo Girls to sort of keep yourself going artistically.
Yeah, I mean, I made my first one about 4 years ago, and it was more of a punk rock record, and then I just put one out called Prom that's. It's punk rock. It's more rock than punk, but that's just something else. You know, I write two different kinds of songs, and at one point, I mean, we were working with Peter Collins, actually our producer, and we were trying to fit the square peg into the round hole, and he just looked at me and he's like, Amy, you need to make some solo records.
Yeah, that's
he just didn't want to do my punk songs, you know, and it pissed me off at the time, and I was really mad at him, and I felt insulted. But it was the best thing that's ever happened. He was right.
No,
he was
I know right. Peter really well, and actually Peter was on this radio
he's
program.
He's one of my best friends.
Yeah, but it's true. That's not what Peter does either. You know, he has to have a stake and he has to get it.
So. I mean, I'd try to bring all these guests in to play on our records that were punk rock musicians, and he would be pulling his hair out and leave the studio and not want to be in there.
And he hasn't got all that much hair to begin with. So this is Amy Ray from Prom. This is Blender.
Without a word from my gender, all these half-hearted tries, I said put them in a blender, and then they get the hang, how we can fit together, and still keep our identity, still keep our identity, and all the kids are hip-hopping, and everybody's co-opting, and the straight girls are summoning it, as soon as I quit, yeah, we're all the money lands. Put them in a panda and let them get the pain. For playing with the fear. Put them in a panda and let them get the pain.
This is The Revolution Starts Now with Steve Earle on Air America Radio.
This is Steve Earle, and you're listening to The Revolution Starts Now on Air America Radio. My guest this week is Amy Ray. Ever since my last two records got very political, and some people were shocked at it, but it was mainly people that hadn't been really listening to my records, because there's always been that component in what I do. You know, I just write songs, and when I die, they're going to figure out that most of them are about girls. But we're living in a society now where it's actually come into question whether artists are qualified to comment on the society that they live in, which I thought that was our job.
Well, I think it's anybody's job,
just absolutely.
An artist.
Absolutely.
So, yeah, I think it's when we were doing a press conference for some stuff around nuclear power, nuclear issues, and some scientist got up from the nuclear industry and was questioning, you know, how me and Emily could talk about nuclear power, and it's amazing to me. It's like, what, we're citizens. We vote, we pay taxes, we subsidize your industry. Of course we can comment on it.
Yeah, and in that case, I think the burden of proof is on the scientists. You proved to me that these things aren't going to, make me have pregnant babies.
Yeah.
They
try to disempower you as an activist.
Yeah, it's a strange thing, because I think it even got deeper than that over the last couple of years. All of the comments about what artists were qualified to do and what they weren't qualified to do is part of a bigger, just culture of self. You know, we are being encouraged to censor ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
It's sort of the new blacklist. In other words, make everyone so uncomfortable, make them feel like they're going to be unpatriotic or they're going to be, chastised for just saying, hey, wait a minute, that doesn't seem right to me. People are terrified. You brought in Tupac Shakur. Why this particular track? Why Changes?
This song really moves me. I love a lot of the work he's done, and I loved Public Enemy a lot, and recently Outkast. But this track, it's about life, and it's a beautiful way of talking about the hopelessness, I think, of life sometimes.
Tupac Shakur on Air America Radio.
In the morning and I ask myself, it's like worth living, should I blast myself? I'm tired of being poor and even worse, I'm black. My stomach hurts, so I'm looking for a purse to snatch. Cops give a damn about a Negro. Pull a trigger, kill a nigga, he's a hero. Get it back to the kids, who the hell cares? One less hungry mouth on the welfare. Worship him, don't let him deal with brothers. Give him guns, step back, watch him kill each other. It's time to fight back, that's what Huey said. Two shots in the dark, now Huey's dead. I got love for my brother, but we can never go nowhere unless we share with each other. We gotta start making changes. Learn to see me as a brother instead of two distant strangers. And that's how it's supposed to be. How can it double take a brother if he's close to me? I let it go back to when we played as kids, but then change. That's the way it is. Come on, come on.
That's just the way it is. Things will never be the same. That's just the way it is. Oh yeah. That's just the way it is. Things will never be the same. That's just the way it is. Oh yeah.
I see no changes. All I see is racist faces. Misplaced hate makes disgrace to races. We under. I wonder what it takes to make this one better place. Let's erase the wasted. Take the evil out the people, they'll be acting right. Cause both black and white, and smoke a crack tonight. And the only time we chill is when we kill each other. If they heal, then we real time to heal each other. And as though it seems evident, we ain't ready to see a black president. It ain't a secret, don't conceal the fact. The penitentiary's packed, and it's filled with blacks. But so
laying in the dope down. Now tell me what's a mother to do. Being real, throw the bill to the brother in you. You gotta operate the easy way.
I made it cheap,
but you made it in a sleazy way. Set a clock to the key.
I gotta get paid.
Well, hey, well, that's the way it is.
Come on, come on. That's just the way it is. Things will never be the same. That's just the way it is. Oh, yeah.
Hear me.
That's just the way it is. Things will never be the same. That's just the way it is. Oh, yeah.
You gotta make a change. Start making some changes. Let's change the way we eat. Let's change the way we live. And let's change the way we treat each other. You see, the old way wasn't working, so it's on us to do what we gotta do to survive. And still I see no changes. Can a brother get a little peace? It's war on the streets and a war in the Middle East. Instead of war on poverty, they got a war on drugs so the police can bother me. And I ain't never did a crime, I ain't have to do. But now I'm back from the back, screaming it back to you. Don't let them jack you up, back you up. And put back you up. You gotta learn to hold your own. They get jealous when they see you with your mobile phone. But tell the cops can't touch this. I don't trust this. When they try to rush, I bust this. That's sound number two. You say it ain't cool. My mama didn't raise no fool. And as long as I stay black, I got a stage back. And I never get to lay back. Cause I always gotta worry about the payback. Some buck that I roughed up way back. Coming back after all these years. Rock that, tap, tap, tap.
That's the way it is. That's just the way it is. Things will never be the same. That's just the way it is. Oh yeah.
You're listening to The Revolution Starts Now with Steve Earle on Air America Radio.
Things will never be the same.
This is Steve Earle, and you're listening to The Revolution Starts Now on Air America Radio. My guest this week is Amy Ray. Tell me about the Distillers, because this is going to be an interesting set, because we got the Distillers and the Butchies in this set. And
well, the Distillers are a very important band to me. I think that they're amazing, fronted by a woman, Brody, who is just, to me, one of the best rock and roll and punk rock singers we have now and songwriters. And I feel that they're an indication of what's wrong with rock radio right now, because they should be as big as Green Day. And
well, yeah.
Not, because
yes.
It's a woman.
Right.
And,
right. And especially in punk rock, I love noise bands, and it influences what I do in a big way when we're playing with a rock band. The guys in my band were heavily influenced by it. But during the same amount of time that punk rock was sort of becoming mainstream and becoming, you know, the core of what rock radio is, you know, coincides with a backlash against this one brief little period where women had become very important for this brief second, and were on rock radio. And then,
yeah, but if rock radio at that point, the format was just a little more mellow than it is now.
Right.
You know what I mean? I mean, you had Courtney Love and you had Garbage, you had Shirley Manson. So, but when you took rock radio to the next level, which was more metal and a little more hard edged, they took the women off of it.
Yeah, well, I mean,
because women aren't supposed to rock that hard, and they're not supposed to be political, and they're not supposed to be queer, and they're
right,
not supposed to look
right
like anything but, you know, Shirley Manson.
And it, right, and the only thing that we accomplished by it is a whole lot of really, really ugly male bands signed, guys that were entirely too ugly for rock and roll.
No, I mean,
that was probably the only liberating thing about it.
I think even men had to start dealing with image issues too. You know, I mean, I think you can get away more as a man, but I do think image did become an issue with men too.
Fred Durst puts that argument to rest. I
well,
mean, right
Fred is the exception that proves the rule, probably.
Yeah, maybe so.
You know, but I mean, you know, I feel
it's tough for women in this business. It always has been, and it's not just in rock and roll. It's true in country music. It's true in any kind of music. And I think that it's one of those deals that it's hard for singer-songwriters right now. you know, we're going through a period where, you know, the major labels aren't particularly interested. And it's happened before. It's happened. I've been doing this long enough. It's happened twice.
But there's a format, though, for singer-songwriters. I mean, AAA, you know, like Indigo Girls can get on AAA radio.
Which is a shrinking format. And it's, you know, things are changing all the time, and we don't know how the music business is going to end up before it's over with. But this is, you know, this is a set of women that can and do rock. This is the Distillers on Air America Radio. Distillers on Air America Radio. The Butchies, this is a cool set. I want to do, I did, what was it, the radio show in Mountain Stage in West Virginia was the first time I saw you playing with this band.
Yeah.
Was this, I guess this was the first side project.
Yeah, the first side project I did was a record called Stag, and the Butchies played half of it. The other half was some different punk bands from Atlanta, but then I ended up touring with the Butchies for a year, off and on, you know, throughout the year. And one of the first gigs you played with us was that Mountain Stage gig, and we didn't know our music yet at all, but so we were pretty it was pretty punk, but we got it by the end of the touring. But yeah, and this is a new record that they put out this past year, it's out there in the world, and I just think they're a great band.
They've
been sidelined a lot, probably because they're so queer, and that's just not happening right now in the mainstream. It's, you know, if you're a very queer band, it's, people just can't, some, you know, I think people feel alienated by it, but it's interesting to me because if someone tells me they feel alienated by my music, I'm like, but you know, do you listen to Bob Marley and feel alienated because he was a Rastafarian?
Right.
I mean,
homophobia. Right. They don't understand what Rastafarianism is.
Yeah, you know? But I mean, it's like I grew up listening to, you know, Neil Young and Jackson Browne and Jefferson Airplane and, you know, whatever, all these guys singing all this music, and modeled myself after that and related to it totally. And it, and they weren't gay and they weren't women and they weren't even political.
We never even discussed that. And it was funny. I mean, I think, you know, the record business that we grew up with was a direct result of, you know, one weekend in upstate New York where the record business finally got it when they saw 400,000 people at Woodstock. Oh, a market. You know, and they finally got it, and they had no choice. Mitch Miller didn't know how to make a Jefferson Airplane record, so they had to sort of turn it over to the artist to make records. And no one talked about Janis Joplin. No one talked about, you know, Jefferson Airplane. No one talked about Jimi Hendrix in those terms. And so we took it for granted, I think, that this battle was over with. And we've taken a huge step backwards.
Yeah.
It's really, really kind of scary. And that goes across society, not just in music.
No, that's true.
The Butchies on Air America Radio.
Revolution starts now on Air America.
This is Steve Earle, and you're listening to The Revolution Starts Now on Air America Radio. My guest this week is Amy Ray. We also have another thing in common. Is around the same time, we both lost our minds and decided to start record labels.
Yeah, I mean, I think I started mine in like 89.
Yeah.
and started with actually punk bands, and then went to singer-songwriters.
For me, it got to the point that, I mean, E Squared still exists, and I can crank it up as a full-blown record label if I want to. I still own it. But it got to be a little bit like having a pickup truck. Everybody calls you to help them move, especially this climate in the record business. I had too many friends that were out of a record deal, and I couldn't sign them all. So
yeah,
it got to where it was driving me a little nuts.
It's hard. It's pretty much a constant struggle, I have to say.
Yeah, it is. I mean,
I enjoy it because I'm a fan, you know, of music.
Right.
So, but
right.
It's not a money making venture. It's completely a labor of love, and it takes a lot of time. But and I'm not even sure. I think indies have to really start, you know, investigating themselves and understand whether they're really serving artists. And it's the DIY thing with artists. It's so DIY that you can really do a lot for yourself even without a label.
This is a band that is on your label.
Yeah, it's on Damon, and they're an Americana group called The Great Unknowns, and I just like their music a lot.
The Great Unknowns on Air America Radio. That is from a record on Damon Records, which is Amy Ray's record label.
Yeah.
Very, very cool. There are dobro players in New England. That's one thing I have.
There's a lot of great bluegrass players in New England.
No, there are. There always have been. And, you know, Peter Rowan, who, you know, is sort of my connection to bluegrass. I mean, he was in Bill Monroe's band in the early 60s. And when I got out and wanted to make that kind of record, it was Pete that I turned to because I'd known him for years. And we made Trainer Coming together. And that's where he's from. He's from Western Mass. That's where he grew up.
Yeah.
And it's just, what have you got coming up? You got Indigo Girls and...
Indigo Girls have a rarities record coming out. It's just like bootlegs and stuff coming out in the summer. And Indigos will be on tour in the summer, and then in the fall I'll be back out with some solo stuff. And
a web address that you've got out there where people can...
Well, we have indigogirls.com and then daemonrecords.com, D-A-E-M-O-N records.com. And it's also got... We do political things on our website and links and stuff, you know.
Yeah, Damon Records is definitely worth checking out because Amy's got very, very, very good taste. And I've run into several records that I really love on your record label.
Cool.
This has been a gas. We'll get to do this again.
Thanks for having me, Steve.
Oh, thank you very much. I love my job. This is Steve Earle, and you're listening to The Revolution Starts Now on Air America Radio. See ya.